What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey, Jeffrey TV, coming to you from the default route at the default location back in beautiful Southern California. After about 10 days in northeastern Ohio, the ultimate remote location. Spending it with family, granddaughter hanging out. My life is easy. My life is easy, and I'm soft. Compared to a lot of the experiences I see going on around me, I'm soft. So when something happens to me, relatively speaking, it may or may not have a greater impact on me than somebody who goes through it every day. It's just certain things I'm just not used to experiencing every day. There's just certain things that I have eliminated from my life. Can I put it that way? There are certain things that I distance myself from. I don't know how to put it, but there's just certain situations I've learned to stay out of in my 60 years on this planet to avoid. But some things are just unavoidable. And they touch you. You get touched and there's no way around it. And I'm probably not used to being touched. I'm not used to being touched. But anyway, how can I start this off? Because like I said, I was touched. I was moved. It was, you know, it took me up to level 10. Granddaughter. So me and granddaughter, we met up with the family, my ex, her husband, my daughter, granddaughter. We went to Canfield Fair and went through the dinosaur drive-thru. You know, it was $12 a car. We had a good time. It was more about the time we had in the car and granddaughter seeing the dinosaurs, little dinosaurs. They were like moving, you know, on the side, and you drove past them, all the cars there. It was a nice little maybe 40-minute wait, you know, so we had a good time. Get through with that. Come home. Had to go to the mall, pick up my hats, my custom hats I had made. I said, all right, let me and daughter run out there, and my daughter go ahead and get dressed. So we run out there, and we at the mall, and then we walking. She having a good time because I let her walk, you know, by herself. You know, I keep an eye on her and I look around and everything. But I let her walk by herself and, you know, kind of get used to running into people, or not running into, but, you know, how to navigate people, how she got to look up. And, you know, they learn all that stuff. So, we go, everything good. I get my ass. Then we go back to the play area. Everything's cool. She happy. You know, because she's very familiar with that play area. She'll be going there just about all her life or whatever. Whatever that means. So she's running around playing. So I'm sitting there chilling, you know, on the phone. And I'm watching her run. And I think, I'm not sure if it's her, a bunch of kids running, but she was just running. Next thing you know, I see her trip. And then, boom. And I was like, you know, my first reaction is always, you all right? You all right? And I look up and I turn and I see everybody looking at me in my peripheral. I mean, like a really like, you know, look like that. And I saw it, but I was just like, ah, she's okay. I got up. She had fell and hit her head on the corner of the enclosure. We're in the corner of the enclosures. Blood. So I get to her. I look at her. She's screaming. You know, she's looking up at me. She's screaming. She knows she hurt. She's looking for that, you know, person to be there. I grab her. I pick her up. I take a look. And they got her. It was split. Skin is split. Deep wound over the eyebrow. Like I said, blood. I picked her up. First thing that went through my mind was, oh shit. First thing that was on my mind was, oh shit, this is Jeffrey TV. And as you know, it's easier for me to tell the story from my perspective. And everything comes from my vision. First thing I thought was, this happened under my watch. And who to tell, what's the reaction to tell, that instantly went through my head. That was my first reaction. Oh shit. You know, stitches, this was a deep wound. This is gonna probably leave a mark, you know, on the most precious thing on the planet to some people that I know. And I'm like, ah. Because I looked at it, I saw her crying, and you know, I haven't been through this stuff before. You know, stitches and my mother being a nurse and, you know, my little exploits going through this, a doctor, emergency room, blah, 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 blah. You know, I was, that part I had down. That part I had down. One thing I can say through all of this is that at no point did I not know what to do. At no point did I feel confused and overwhelmed and, oh God, what am I gonna do, what am I gonna do? No, no. There's a few questions I had to ask, and it was some help I may have needed, but, you know, I was calm through it. She was screaming. I got some napkins from somebody sitting next to me. Got the blood off her eye. It kind of stopped bleeding. Blood off her face, there's blood on her shirt. And you can see the wound. It was deep. It was split. So I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at her, making sure she's okay. You know, she was kind of lethargic. For her, she was extremely lethargic. I can just pick her hands up and drop them. She just, you know, she was just like, ugh. You know, that had me worried. And while I'm taking care of her, getting her, people came around, and some lady, girl, lady, whatever, came over and called 911. She was saying, they just left. So they called 911. And while I waited on 911 to come, you know, saw the ambulance and the paramedic pull up. And I got it stopped bleeding. But you can still see it, you know, deep wound. She had stopped crying. And she was kind of out of it. And I wasn't sure what that meant. So I just kept her, hey, Gianna, granddaughter, look, you know. Let's try to keep her alert, because you see all the thing on TV, they say don't let him go to sleep. So, and through it all, she was a trooper. Through it all, you know, other family members said that, you know, at the other end, you know, it's probably more traumatic on us than it was on her. So the paramedic came in, they looked at it, asked her some questions. Had to sign a few things, this and that. They bandaged it up, and I asked them, and I'm thinking, okay, I gotta tell Kimberly. And I commend my mother for this. I knew what and how and everything to say. I wasn't even worried about that part. That part I wasn't even, you know, it's like I've been trained in this. I knew what to say, how to say it, you know, when I make that call. So I made the call and I told her. And I guess she didn't believe me, you know? So I said, and then on the way to get her, I said, I need to get the mother. There's no way in hell I'm gonna be able to go to the hospital, go straight to the ER with Kimberly's car. And, you know, Kimberly not be able to get there. And then I thought her mother could pick her up and meet us there. And do I need to get granddaughter to the ER as quick as possible? She losing consciousness, all this is going through my head. So I'm driving. I called Kimberly and said, all right, we coming to get you. She like, yeah, yeah, all right, all right, all right. I guess she thought I was joking. So She does, had a muted conversation. Somebody sending a whole bunch of messages about this show. So, and then, so she thought I was joking. So she come in the car. I drive up blowing, boo, 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 boo. She come to the car. And she look in the car and she see the bandage on granddaughter's head. And granddaughter just kind of, you know, like woozy. You know, granted it was past her nap time. And she had been through a lot. And some sleep would have been, you know, she's probably ready just to, you know, zone out and just, you know, let it pass. And then we got to the doctor's office, and they looked at her early before the, you know, obvious stitches. You know, they said it was okay. Yeah, it's better she, you know, get some rest, get some sleep, get ready for the sutures. So I was like, okay, the father came, he got there. And I picked up my daughter. She saw the bandage on her head. She immediately, you know, tears, emotion. I'm like, all right. And she got in the car, started driving, got him to the emergency room, got him in, got him checked out. You know, and just to see the emotion on my daughter, I ain't gonna say she was a mess, but I'm not used to seeing her in that, you know, capacity. We don't cry around each other. At least I don't. But, you know, this was her daughter. I don't even think she saw the wound until a little bit later. Neither one of them could look at it. You know, it was just, they had to, like, turn away immediately. It was, oh, God, oh, you know. Where, you know, I'm not going to say that I was there and handled it, but, you know, I was there when it happened. I had to go through it. And I'm not saying, you know, it's easier, harder on me or them. You know, no way in hell. But, you know, I'm not saying that. But this is Jeffrey TV. And in general, I think the only way human beings can see things is through their own lens. And I think that's the way the story should be told. It's through your own lens. Instead of trying to tell it in a more wider aspect. You only can say what you saw and what you felt and what you know. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, what I went through was tougher or rougher or whatever, but I was shook. I was shook too. And I thought about the long-term ramifications, you know, scarring. And I knew she was going to be okay. Once I got to the hospital and the doctors looked at her and they did the eye thing and the ear thing and they asked questions, did she pass out, did she throw up? Blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay, she could be okay. So now it's just a matter of, you know, getting the suture and stuff fixed. Father came. Kimmy was there. Kimberly said I could leave. And I didn't hesitate. I did not hesitate. I got out of there. You know, I don't know if it was the tension or whatever, whatever. I had done my part so much, but, you know, I was like, you know, not so much that do I need to be here, but kind of like that. I mean, because, you know, I've been through, not that I want to keep saying like I've been through anything. I don't want to say that, but, you know, I could have took a, I was ready to take a breath myself, you know. So I left. I sat in the car for like 20 minutes. I just sat there in the parking lot for maybe like 20 minutes, just coming down, settling. And I went back to Kimberly's house, you know, and just kind of bumped around there, kind of started packing because I was leaving the next day. This happened on a Saturday. We were supposed to go to the zoo on Sunday and I was getting a room. I'm just gonna stay there because the flight was at 6 a.m. and they had a shuttle. So we're gonna go to the zoo. You know, it's gonna drive back and all that. Still definitely feeling something about, you know, what happened. Definitely still feeling it. And I've yet to see granddaughter yet. You know, video chat or whatever. They said the stitches I guess, look, you know, much better, whatever that means, you know, healing, coconut oil, keeping it moist, all that, you know, through over the years to lessen the scarring, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. Change bandages and all that. You know, she definitely got a team behind her and they stepped up, you know, during it, I'm like, oh God, my ex gonna go off. My ex, grandma, everybody's mother gonna go off. And she did. And you know one thing about Terry, I will say, the moment she seemed like she should be going ballistic, she don't. Like when, I mean, the birth of her children, she was calm. But let something kind of off the wall happen, she ready to blow up half Youngstown. But like the big stuff, she just, you know, responded. She was amazing, actually, you know. So, you know, they came after the granddaughter got her band-aid and she was kind of getting back to normal. And her father, Joe, Terry, all came over and I was in there, you know, getting ready, packing up, doing this. Just keeping busy, basically. Just trying to keep busy. I knew I couldn't eat. I knew there wasn't going to be no eating until things got to a settle or stable. You know, some I knew something. She came back and, you know, I saw her. She, you know, kissed. And like I said, it was probably harder on us than her. And I guess she's say, pretty much back to normal. But, I mean, for it to happen on my watch, number one, you know, like the first, this is like the first, and they, you know, pretty much everybody agrees this is the first of many. You know, there'll be more. You know, there will definitely be more. And then I'm sitting in the emergency room thinking, you know, oh, and I'm seeing other people come and go. And I'm thinking, you know, it could have been much, 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 much worse. And I don't even want to think about that part. You know, I'm not going to say that, you know, we're lucky or this or that or that or this. But it definitely could have been much, 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 much worse. You know, and I, going back to me again, I was confident in the way I handled it, what I needed to do. I don't want to say, and to put it crudely, and probably a lot of people would probably leave this part out, there was nothing I could have done. I mean, I did everything right. Not, you know, as far as, you know, I'm just saying I didn't do anything wrong. It's not like I had a plane in the middle of the street or anything. You know, this is coming from a point of me and my responsibility and or accepting responsibility or trying to justify responsibility or whatever. You know, a lot of people gonna look at it different ways. A lot of people gonna look at it different ways of handling it or what should have been done, what could have been done in hindsight. You know, but for it to happen to me on my watch, for me to go through it, you know, to be the person, they got to call and tell these people. I see how these people act around that child. You know, so I knew, you know, that I was going to have to be, quote unquote, strong. Or, I don't want to say, not strong. Strong may not be the word, but I knew I was going to have to, you know, I don't know. I guess not be strong, but something like that, you know. You know, I had to be prepared, I guess. I had to be prepared for emotions from people. You know, human emotion. I know humans. Whether I agree with it or not, whether I partake in the practice of displaced emotional outbursts and triggering or whatever, I'm not saying these people do, but humans do. You know, humans, they'll, you know, if they mad, closest thing is gonna get it And I understand it makes them feel better, whatever that means, to work it out, to exercise those emotions on something. And once I saw the situation with granddaughter, concentrating on making sure she's okay, making sure that situation was stable, though not complete, doing that part, you know, about 1,000 things going through my head, 1,000 things. You know, who to call, you know, should I take her to the hospital first? Should I go get Kimberly? No way in hell I'm gonna be able to take this child to the hospital, call Kimberly, and she can't get to the hospital. That I knew better. And I thought, well, her mother could pick her up and then come to the hospital. I'm like, I don't want them people on the road. No, I don't want them people, you know. I don't want Terry them driving to pick up somebody and come in. No, you don't. I don't want these people. No, that child is everything. And I knew, you know, to alleviate that pressure. Still, I still ain't told my mother yet. I got to tell her. I got to figure out a way how I'm going to tell her. So, maybe I'll just send her the video. Maybe I'll just send her this video. So, because these people, they're reactive. They want to get involved. I know if I tell my mother, she's going to be calling. She's going to try. Kimberly is okay. Kimberly okay? Is John okay? What's this? What's that? Is she doing this? Is she doing that? I even told Kimberly, I said, I'm going to wait a day before I tell my mother. I hope you gonna be ready. I'll give you a few days before I tell her. Because, you know, it's going to turn back up again. So, back out of it, I might just do that. I just might send this to my mother and have to be my way to tell her. That way she can watch it. And, you know, then call me or get with me later. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. That's exactly what I'm going to do. But it's something. I'm not used to going through stuff like that. And I know damn well it's a part of life. It's a part of life that I may or may not have insulated myself from or isolated myself from. It's a part of life that I'm definitely not, that I definitely don't experience often. It's just the whole family dynamics. When I go back there and I see them fussing, because families fuss, and I said families fuss, and it's messy, and I think that's the way it has to be sometimes. It may be, some people might say it's dysfunctional. I mean, from a standpoint, from where I come from, and I didn't mean to get into the messy part. I mean just the emotions. When you deal with emotions, it's not like you're gonna be sitting at a boardroom discussing something with PowerPoint presentations. And, you know, scientifically and methodically. No, that's not how families operate. They don't operate at that level. And that's basically what I'm talking about. So I knew the emotions were going to have to be dealt with. And I think that's a good way to put it. I had to prepare myself for that. That's the way I want to say it. There it is, right there. I knew I had to prepare myself to deal with the emotions of the adults involved in this situation. And I anticipated it to be much, quote unquote, worse than it really, really was. Everybody understood pretty much, you know, understood it the same way I understood it. Let's just put it that way. I ain't gonna say the same way, right way, or whatever. It seems people pretty much saw it the same way I saw it. And that's all I can, you know, ask for. And again, this is Jeffrey TV, so you might say, well, what about granddaughter? Granddaughter's fine. That's why, you know, I'll use that as an excuse or whatever to keep talking about me. I mean, because that's, you know, talking about me is what Jeffrey does, my perspective. But granddaughter's fine. You know, I can't wait to see, you know, the scar, to put it crudely. See how her reaction is, if she back to her normal self. Because the child, well, she ain't the child. The child is the child. Granddaughter, energetic, curious, funny, just a good child. Just a good child. You know, spend her night in her own bed without a pacifier. A little bit of fussing, a little bit of this and that, but not too much. Second night, a little bit more difficult, but nothing, you know, wasn't no blaring, screaming, or rage or anything. And it's a lot, because it's constant energy, and if you're there, you have to be engaged with it. She's going to want to engage with you. And I'm really not used to that. I'm used to sitting in my apartment by myself for days at a time. Well, I used to anyway. Now at least, you know, with the walking and stuff, I can get out walking. But then again, even when I'm walking by myself. So, you know, just to have a constant. And she going to bump you and step on you. Sneeze on you, spit on you, drool on you. You know, talk. Right in the middle of the best part of the movie. Scream. Come running in, dive on you, all that. It's, you know, there's no boundary. But I will say it's not, which her boundaries are even less with her mother and grandmother. I was like, oh. She does that to you? She don't do that to me. And then I stop and think about it and I say, and I don't want her to. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. In fact, that's not my role. My role is to be not the, almost the enforcer. You know, because she still has maybe a fear or a respect of me, And I want to maintain that to a degree, a healthy degree, have her, I guess, learn how to deal with authority, whether it be real or imagined, job or whatever. Not be intimidated, but understand that, you know, grandfather will get upset and he'll raise his voice if you trigger him a certain way. You say, oh, grandfather don't like when I do that. You know, because she learns, she'll pick up on it real quick. You know, she's smart. She knows what she can get away with. She'll look at right at me right before she do something. So all of that is just fun to play with. We go on our walks and all that. And when they came back and I saw her, you know, that's the first thing I said was, I ain't used to caring about nobody. I said, you all right? I said, I ain't used to caring about nobody. And she looked at me and looked away. And, you know, she had her people around her. So I'm sure she felt safe and, you know, all of that. You know, she got a team. She got one hell of a team, that's for sure. So that was that. Then, after that, that was Saturday. Sunday, there was some shenanigans. So I had to end up getting an Uber to the airport. Country boy took me there. Didn't want to stop talking. So I had to zone out on him. Talking about his DVD collection. And all his Game of Thrones. His Xbox games and all that kind of stuff. This, you know, country boy, definitely white boy country. You know, it was cool, but, you know, I was just, had to, you know, get to myself. Got to the hotel, knew I had to get up at 3:15 a.m., checked in about 4 or 5, I guess, ate food that I brought from the house, didn't even buy nothing, ate food, stuff I bought. I was just you know, wasn't, I just wanted to exhale, relax, got up 3:15. So I get up at 3:15, which is 12:15 California time. Fly to LA, get to LA about 8. I think I got home about 10. Didn't unpack, but got my computer set up, unpacked a few things. Mr. Scale, of course, got Mr. Scale out. Unpacked a few things. You know, got ready so that I could take a nap, because I didn't eat. I made sure I didn't eat. I ate before I went to bed, and I think I probably went to sleep about 8:30, 9 o'clock. I tried to get 9:30, 10 o'clock. I was in the bed. I think I, even before that, 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, I was in the bed. I was eating in the bed. Drifted off, watching Three Body Problem, and got up. So I get on the airplane, fly here, halfway unpacked, get things ready for work, take a nap, get up in an hour. I slept on the airplane now. I did get some sleep on the airplane. So I wasn't totally, like completely wasted or nothing. And then I got an hour sleep or so after I got home. And then punched in the clock, started working, and remembered it was tax day. And then had to deal with that. I had to run down some documents, but by then I was kind of into it. I was still sluggish and things were still kind of difficult, and I'm still kind of sluggish. Then I get my tax bill for this year, how much I made, how much this and that, how much I got to pay. That didn't make me happy at all. That did not make me happy at all. I'm gonna work on that. Capital gains. I gotta get that capital gains thing eliminated. I'm gonna tell my financial advisor, I don't care. If I lose money now, I don't care. I don't wanna do this again. It's irrational, I'm being irrational. I don't wanna do this again. I wanna get rid of it, I wanna get that money moved to where I don't incur that much capital gains. I just don't want to go through it no more. But anyway, that's the story. So I'm still recovering. It's Tuesday. It's going to be 80 degrees today. Back in my own bed, back in my own space. Mr. Scale said 222.2 today, which is very good considering I'm coming from Ohio, and the way I eat back there, been maintaining my 10K steps, haven't missed maybe a month or so, over a month. So I'm fighting it. Things coming up, Vegas, New Orleans, travel this summer. It's just gonna be lots of money. That's just all the wrong way to put it. It's just gonna be lots and lots of money. You know, that's the only way I could put it. And so, and then the tax burden I had to pay, it's just a lot. You know, it just continues and continues and continues. And that's what life is about. Life is supposed to be this way. So you're gonna appreciate the ups. You appreciate the quiet times when you have to deal with certain things. Anyway, swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the funk, and for granddaughter. Granddaughter, I'll tell you, kids are life-changing. Kids in the family are life-changing. This child has completely energized the family. I mean, like you haven't seen. I mean, we doing stuff with each other that we would not have dreamed of for that child. And she's able to carry it. She got the personality and the energy and the confidence and the whatever. You know, she can carry all of us. She's handling it. You know, she knows. She can carry it. She can handle it. And for every elementary particle, in every atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Theory of universe. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey.